This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to the Health Ranger Report.
Yeah, that's a little French accent intro there for you. Just for fun. Welcome, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Okay, people keep asking me, what are my priorities with the new Trump administration? Is natural news, you know, we've been pro-Trump the whole time, you know, during the election. We predicted the Trump victory. Are we going to be pro-Trump now? Or are we going to be pro-GMO? Are we going to be pro-vaccine? No, wait a minute. Let's clear up any confusion here. Number one, Trump opposed vaccines. Trump, in the very first presidential debate, he was the only one who questioned the safety of all these multiple vaccines for children. And in fact, the media tried to destroy his credibility by asking him that question. That was number one. They were going to try to get rid of him and say he's not fit to be president because he doesn't believe in vaccine science, which nonsense. Trump believes in immunizations. He just doesn't believe in poisoning children with mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and giving too many doses all at the same time at too young an age. So, you know, Donald Trump is actually the best candidate for those of us who are skeptical or critical about the safety of vaccines. Now, Hillary Clinton was all pro-vaccine. And by the way, Hillary Clinton was pro-Monsanto. She was the bride of Frankenfood, remember? She did legal work for Monsanto decades ago. Monsanto gave all kinds of money to her campaign. It all came out in the WikiLeaks, the John Podesta leaks. It was all Monsanto this, invited to these parties, to these fundraisers, and these influence opportunities. It was all Monsanto. Donald Trump is not for sale. He already made all the new people coming into his administration were required to sign an agreement that they would not be lobbyists for 5 years after they left, after they leave the administration, present tense. 5 years. The Clintons never did that. Obama never did that. Bush never did that. Trump is the only president ever, to my knowledge at least, to have demanded that his staff members are not going to be lobbyists once they leave the administration. So right now, from the get-go, Donald Trump is our best hope out of these two, for sure, for opposing Monsanto. Now, Bernie Sanders would have been probably an even stronger candidate on the Monsanto issue. But as you know, the DNC actively conspired, committed massive fraud to destroy Bernie Sanders. This all came out in the emails as well. And CNN conspired with the DNC and Donna Brazile and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary's campaign to act like Bernie Sanders had a shot. And then they knew they were going to stab him in the back at the right time. That's right out of the John Podesta emails. I think Podesta actually said that. It's like, when is the right time to stab him in the back? That was right out of the emails, or some very similar phrasing of that. So they knew they were going to destroy Bernie Sanders, so he never had a shot because the DNC is completely corrupt. A bunch of criminals. And that's, by the way, one of the main reasons why they lost. But back to the issue at hand. If you're wondering, will the Trump administration, you know, what will the position be on GMOs and vaccines and big pharma? And what is our position at Natural News on all of these topics? Well, let me clear all of that up right now and tell you, we are going to do our best to represent the interests of Natural News readers. We're going to work to educate the Trump administration about the dangers of GMOs, about the monopolistic intellectual property practices of Monsanto, about the dangers of chemical agriculture and glyphosate, the cancer that's caused by these herbicides and pesticides that are inundating our food supply. We're going to work to educate the Trump administration about the dangers of vaccines, of which Trump is already at least partially aware. So we've already got a head start on that issue. We want immunizations to be safer. We want to eliminate mercury from all the vaccines and eliminate aluminum. And we don't want children to be turned into victims with autism because the vaccines are given too often, too early, and with toxic adjuvants as well. We want to break the monopoly of Big Pharma. right? We want to legalize natural medicine, holistic medicine, naturopathy. It is not acceptable that the FDA is a corrupt criminal regime like the CDC is that works to protect the monopolies of the pharmaceutical interests. That needs to be shattered. So on all of these issues, we have not changed one bit. What's changed is now we actually have an opportunity with the Trump administration. Now, Trump is an expert in business, right? Real estate and doing deals. He's going to do deals. And he's got a lot of priorities. Now, I do want to warn you up front, those priorities do not begin with the CDC or the FDA or GMOs. His priorities are correctly the kinds of things that have to be done right now to stop the hemorrhaging of this country. We've got to build the wall. We've got to stop the illegal immigration. We've got to repeal Obamacare because it's driving businesses bankrupt all across the country. Obamacare is the reason that you can't find a better job. Trust me. It's because the employers can't afford to pay the mandates for full-time employees. And it's all by design, by the way. It was all designed to implode the engineering from on high. Where do I even begin? You know, Obama was brought into the White House in 2008 with a deliberate plan to destroy America's economy step by step. And over the years, he's been checking off all the checkboxes. Yep, did that. Going to put companies out of business this way. Going to increase unemployment, you know, check. Going to put more people on food stamps, check. Going to let illegal aliens run through the borders, check. Going to fly illegals and drop them into the cities where they need the most swing votes for Democrats, check. They did just step by step. Obama was working to literally destroy America's economy, and he very nearly succeeded. And it's just by the nick of time that the American people woke up, at least enough of them did, and said, holy cow, wait a minute, we've got to stop this. We can't continue like this. This is a suicide as a nation. Let's elect someone different. And so they elected Donald Trump. So there's so much that's at the front of the line that Trump needs to get done, like reducing corporate taxes, by the way, bring it down to the 15% level so that wealthy corporations will keep their money in the United States rather than sending it offshore. And he's promised to let companies repatriate trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars with a flat tax. Maybe you pay a one-time 10% or a 15% one time, and you can bring all this money back into the U.S. and companies will invest it. Companies don't, you know, this is something, it's hard to explain to people who don't understand how money works, which is virtually the entire left on the political spectrum. But people on the left think that corporations and wealthy people literally sit on giant bags of money, like a dragon from a fairy tale sitting on a mountain of gold coins inside a cave somewhere. They think that rich people just sit on money. And they just laugh and they throw dollar bills all around and just laugh as they're sitting on their piles of money. Not a chance. Every corporation or entity or person that has money is always trying to put that money to work to make more money so that the money doesn't go to waste. And so they're investing it. They're building new infrastructure. They're funding new ventures. They're funding ideas or building buildings or expanding their operations or investing in businesses or real estate or what have you. They're always trying to put their money to work, because if your money is just sitting around, you're losing some of it every day because of the fiat currency scam of the Federal Reserve. So you don't want to lose money every day. You got to put it to work. You have to invest it somewhere in something. And so all this money that's repatriated to the United States will be invested in something, which means it's going to create more jobs. It's going to create more economic opportunities. It's going to create more funding for small businesses and entrepreneurs and innovators who have ideas that just need funding to get off the ground. So this repatriation of trillions of dollars is going to jumpstart the American economy, like kick it back into gear, or as Donald said, you know, make America great again. That's what he promises to do. However, well, hold on just a sec. Let me just finish this thought. So all of these ideas that he's got to take care of first are going to take precedent. They'll be a higher priority than GMOs and vaccines and big pharma and all that. That might be more like 2 or 3 years down the road. For the first 2 years, you can expect Donald Trump to focus on building the wall, on immigration, border security, building up the military, empowering local police to stop the violent leftist protesters, for example, to work on lowering corporate taxes, to repatriating more money, offshore money, back into the country, and also repealing Obamacare. These core things, maybe even trying to pass term limits, which I don't think will succeed, but hey, it's worth a shot. Those are going to take up the first couple of years, by my estimate. Now, as this is happening, and this is the shocking news that makes almost everything I've already said here basically irrelevant. Sometime, I believe, very early in the Trump administration, probably in the year 2017, the globalists are going to try to destroy the Trump administration. They're going to try to destroy America and Donald Trump personally. They're going to crash the system. The global economic system will be deliberately allowed to crash, because a crash can actually happen at any moment. They just stop pumping money into the system. And the crash will be used to blame Trump and to cause chaos and to cause all kinds of economic problems. And then the media will call for the impeachment of Trump and so on. Listen to this. I want to read you some words from Egon von Greyers in an interview from King World News. He talks about, quote, "Very few people realize the enormous wealth transfer that will take place in the next 5 years. Most people will lose 75 to 90% of their wealth, and some 100%. And he says that, he goes on to say how the bubble, because we're in a massive bubble, you see, and he describes how this bubble was formed. Quote, "Stocks have been a massive beneficiary of the biggest monetary expansion the world has ever experienced. If we look at the Dow since the last major economic cycle started in the early 1980s, we find the most remarkable rise. In early 1980, the Dow was at 850. That's right, 850. Today, we're at 18,870. That's a rise of 18,000 Dow points in 36 years. This means that the Dow has gone up 9% per year on average since 1981, which means it doubles every 8 years, you know, the rule of 72. What a great investment. He says, you buy stocks in 1980 for $10,000, and today in 2016, you have $220,000 without lifting a finger. But, he says, this growth in the stock market has not just happened on its own accord. Stocks don't grow at 9% annually for 36 years without some rocket fuel. And the explanation is very simple. Debt has provided the fuel, because U.S. debt has also grown by 9% annually since 1981. So the recipe for becoming successful, a successful and loved president, is just to print and borrow money, create debt. There is an absolute correlation between the increase in U.S. debt and the growth in the stock market," he says. And they've got a chart here at kingworldnews.com showing you that. Well, I've been warning everybody about this massive bubble for many years, actually since 2008 in this case. I correctly warned people about the dot-com crash starting in 1998 and then in 1999, really warning people. The big crash happened in 2001. But ever since 2008, when the subprime mortgage bubble popped and destroyed what Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, almost took down the entire global banking system. Remember that? Go watch the movie The Big Short. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to watch that movie to understand what's coming. But ever since that day, I've been warning the world that they didn't fix the problems. All they did was throw trillions of dollars at it. They bailed out the banks. And they've been creating more bailouts, more bailout money and fiat currency and what they call quantitative easing. Just throwing billions or hundreds of billions of dollars a month at the markets. And then watching the markets go up and saying via Obama, oh, everything's great. We've never been better. You know, it's just, it's insanity. It's fiscal insanity. But what it has created is a massive, massive bubble. A bubble that can be popped at any instant just by the Federal Reserve raising interest rates and halting the quantitative easing. In other words, all they got to do is stop pumping money into the system and turn up the interest rates just a slight little bit, and the whole system comes crashing down, and we're talking about a massive cascading global debt collapse. And so, what does this have to do with Trump and the administration and GMOs? Well, I'm getting to that. When you look at what Trump is going to be dealing with in his administration, He's probably going to be dealing with the end of the financial world as we know it. Believe me, GMOs are not going to be on the top of your list. You're going to be trying to figure out how to eat anything. Or maybe not you personally, but I mean Americans in general. We're talking mass starvation. We're talking mass unemployment, mass homelessness, mass protests, people on the streets, people losing everything. Just like this guy said, the masses are going to lose 75 to 90% of what they own. And actually, half of America doesn't own anything. But they'll be in the hole even more than they are now. So this is what I see very likely to happen during the first term of a Trump administration. There's going to be a massive global collapse of debt, and it's going to have severe catastrophic consequences. It will be, in my view, by my estimation, the greatest, well, greatest is not the most catastrophic financial crash event in the history of humanity, the history of our world. It will be more devastating than any natural disaster ever, more devastating than any financial crash ever, more devastating even than many wars. It will be the economic equivalent of being nuked by the Russians, okay? It's that bad. We're talking an inability to conduct transactions. We're talking a possible hyperinflation of the dollar itself, or perhaps the abandonment of the dollar. I mean, these kinds of grand scale types of catastrophic events are what's possible in the scenario that I see being deliberately engineered by the globalists to try to destroy the Trump administration and punish America for voting for Trump, you see, because in their minds, they see Americans as someone who has to be, as a population that has to be punished. We made the wrong choice. We didn't elect Hillary Clinton, a globalist criminal, a war criminal, you know, a con artist, I don't even want to go into it all because I don't want to dredge up all the horrible things about who she is and what she represents. But the globalists wanted us to vote for her. We didn't. We voted for Trump instead. Elected him even beyond the fraud. You know that there was a lot of fraud in the election, right? Millions of illegal aliens voted. And yet the Americans still overcame the fraud and elected Trump anyway. So we are in the crosshairs of the globalists and the crosshairs of the central banks. So the real story of what's going to happen in the next 4 years is that probably you and I are not even going to be talking about GMOs, because we're going to be trying to survive in the greatest financial collapse in the history of the world. So I know it's an odd way to get to that topic. If we have a chance, I will advocate for honest GMO labeling. You know, I will advocate for safer vaccines or limits on vaccines. And obviously ending vaccine mandates. You know, we got to have health freedom, medical freedom. Parental choice should be more powerful than the interests of the state. You know, the state doesn't own your children, right? You do. You know, you, the parents, is your responsibility to decide the medical interventions for your children, and so on. I wish we could focus on those topics. I wish we could work on these kinds of details. Let's reform the FDA. Let's eliminate the big pharma monopolies. Let's conduct antitrust investigations into the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry. Let's root out the criminal corruption of the CDC, because yes, the CDC is run by actual criminals. They should be behind bars. Literally, those people should be in prison. But my guess is we're not going to ever be able to get to that, because we're going to be fighting for financial survival. Yeah, I know. There's another great documentary that you should watch. I highly recommend it. It's called Boom, Bust, Boom. That's right. Boom, Bust, Boom is, I think, available on Amazon Prime. Yeah, I think it is. That's where I saw it. Boom, Bust, Boom, great film, explains so much of this and explains why, according to economic theorist Hyman Minsky, stability breeds instability. In other words, a stable economy that creates abundance and everybody feels comfortable and everybody thinks they're doing well always leads to instability, because then you have too much appetite for risk, you have a reduction of the regulations that limit the kind of the kind of systemic risks that bankings will engage in when they get greedy and they want short-term profits. And so very quickly, what used to be a stable economy leads to instability and a crash. And this is cyclical because the people who are alive today, who are making financial decisions today, they were not alive during the crash, the Great Depression. And they were probably not adults investing during the Black Monday of 1987, I believe. Yeah, that crash. And even many of them were not around during the dot-com crash of 2001 because there are so many young people today investing and thinking they're smarter than all their grandparents and everything. Oh, we got it all figured out this time, they think. Well, they're ignorant and they're wrong, and they're going to learn the same expensive lessons of history that their parents learned and their grandparents and their great-grandparents learned when they all got burned in the other crashes that happened. And so we're headed for a massive, massive crash. And it's all part of the normal cycle, believe it or not, of the intersection of human psychology and financial markets. Because humans function like sheeple, right? You see this in the world all around you. You know what I'm talking about because people like you and I are always fighting to try to wake up the sheeple. But you know that people act like sheeple. They just follow the herd. They do whatever the herd does. They go with the flow. They conform. It's so important for people to conform. And so they conform to the euphoria of a rising market, the dot-com boom. Everybody was so happy and they all thought they're all going to get rich. Everybody's going to be so wealthy, never have to work again. There's this mass delusional euphoria. And then, of course, it all came crashing down. And when it flips, then what do you get? Mass panic. And all the sheeple panic all at the same time and run for the hills. And they're all panicking and selling and selling and selling and driving down the prices of all the equities and stocks until there's blood running in the streets. And people are saying, what happened? I don't even know. What happened? They told us the stocks would never go down. And then, you know, they turn into cry bullies or whatever. I need my safe space. So this is what happens. This is what happens when you have mass euphoria followed by mass panic. Now, your job in all of this is to not be a dumbass sheeple running off the edge of the cliff with all the other, you know, lemmings. Just don't be a moron, right? Basically, if you do the opposite of what the masses are doing, you're probably going to be way ahead. Trust me, way ahead in the long term, even if it doesn't make any sense. Even if you're convinced, well, they must be right. They're all running in the same direction. What do they know that I don't know? You should actually calmly walk in the opposite direction because they're going over a cliff. Because they're delusional. They always are. The masses are always delusional because social conformity is such a strong driving force in human psychology. And so the way people invest is not rational. The way people buy or even sell is never rational. It's always emotional, which means it's subject to false euphoria and exaggerated panic. And that's why the crash, well, it's one reason why a massive, massive crash is coming. It is inevitable. It's not even a prediction. It's like, for me to say that this is a prediction that a crash is coming would be as stupid as saying, I predict that when you toss that quarter in the air, gravity will bring it down. You don't have to predict that. It's a natural law of the universe. Of course it's going to happen. It's like saying, I predict the sun's going to come up tomorrow morning. You don't have to predict that. Of course the sun's coming up the next morning. And of course the market crash is coming. It is a law of nature. It is an expression of human psychology. And humans haven't changed since the last crash. You think humans are any different? No. Exactly the same. With all the same failings, all the same influences, all the same desire to conform socially. They're going to learn all the same hard lessons over and over again because people are stupid, unbelievably stupid. Just don't be one of them. That's the bottom line. So I'm going to wrap this up now. I'm a little long on this segment, but look, if the bottom line is, if we have an economy to work with and we're not all scrambling to try to survive in a massive collapse, then yeah, I'm going to be doing my best to advocate for all these natural health principles with the Trump administration. But my guess is that it's all irrelevant. Because frankly, well, I didn't even get to this part. Frankly, the entire U.S. government as we know it today is going to collapse. I should have mentioned this earlier. The system, when the economic collapse comes, we're going to get the balkanization of the United States. We've already got California and Oregon wanting to leave the union. They want to secede. And before that, Texas wanted to secede when Obama was the president. You know, America is, it's like different universes now. You've got the liberals on the left coast and the right coast, the East Coast, and they live in an alternate universe compared to everybody else. And so they want to be separate. And when there is a collapse of the power of centralized government and centralized banking, anytime there's a collapse, you have a decentralization of power. It cascades down through the system, like we saw with the breakup of the USSR, the Soviet Socialist Republic, breaking into the nation states that exist today, Ukraine, Georgia, Russia, and so on. Why did that happen? Because when a centralized government that maintains control over all its regions is suddenly experiencing a massive loss of power, then it loses the influence and you have a breaking up. Everything reverts to local government. This is true everywhere. This is why mainland China has to have such a heavy, heavy hand at keeping its population in line, because if it didn't, China would break up into 25 different countries almost overnight. Because the people in southern China and the people in northern China and the people in western China have nothing in common, really, frankly. In fact, they didn't even used to speak the same languages. You think they all spoke the same Chinese? Not a chance. No, it doesn't work that way. The centralized government had to force them to use the same language. Actually, they had all, even today, China's got like, I don't know, 30 different regional dialects, you know, everything from Hokkien to, Mandarin Chinese and all these dialects all over the country. You take someone from Hong Kong and someone from northern China, you have them try to talk to each other. They can't even understand what they're saying. They have to write it on paper so they can read it, because they can read the same language, but they don't even speak the same language in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases. Anyway, that's just an example that centralized governments, when they lose power, all of the regions that made up their united whatever, United States, United Soviet Socialist Republic, United China, whatever, tends to break up or fall apart or decentralize. So that is what's coming. So before, and well, I don't even know if this is the right time to predict this, to say this. Look, it is entirely possible that Donald Trump may be the last president of the United States of America. That is, I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying it's a possible scenario. He may be the last president. Now, why? Why is that? Because the United States may not survive this great financial catastrophe that's being engineered to try to destroy Trump and destroy America. We may end up out of this with the Republic of Texas, you know, the West Coast conglomerate that I'm calling Calizuela. So Calizuela will become a communist bankrupt regime of illegal immigrants and totally retarded bureaucrats who are all destitute. I mean, basically start standing in line for groceries, okay, because that's what's coming in Calizuela. You're going to be begging for food if you're still living there. And then you've got sort of the East Coast conglomerate, and you've got the Great Plains, Kansas, Missouri, all these countries, regions to form their own country and so on. You might end up with like 5 to 7 regional new nations out of the what used to be the United States. So I want to be clear that that is a very real possibility of what's coming here. And believe me, if that's happening, who's going to have time to argue about, clean food, frankly? There's so many people starving. Clean food's not going to be at the top of the priorities list. You're going to be wondering, like, are we going to have to, like, leave Calizuela because we're economic refugees? Or, where do we flee to? Those are the kinds of questions you're going to be dealing with. Anyway, I hope that sets a proper context for what is very likely to be coming in the next few years. It's going to be, of course, rather exciting. I say that with a bit of satire. It's going to be horrifying in the minds of many people. But It will require adaptation. It will require courage and strength, awareness, awakening. And that's why I invite you to keep listening to the Health Ranger Report. Keep reading naturalnews.com. I'm going to keep you informed and posted the whole time. Whatever's happening, I'll give you as much heads up as I can. And yeah, you look at all the pundits out there in the mainstream media, they were all wrong. The Health Ranger was right. I mean, I've seen all this coming, right? It's not even difficult. If you're intelligent and open-minded and you analyze what's happening, it's not hard to project where things are going. So I've seen all this coming. I knew Trump was going to win. Totally predicted it. Totally predicted the leftist violent uprising. And I even made other predictions that Donald Trump's going to declare martial law, and you will love it. By the way, that's another one of my predictions that no one's really talking about. But yeah, you're going to be living under martial law, and you're going to love it under Donald Trump, because the left is going to be so violent and so out of control. You're going to be calling the White House, please, please give us martial law, control these thugs, and you're going to love it. Yeah, I know, sounds shocking, but that's another one of my predictions. Anyway, it's a lot coming down, so be ready, be prepared, and stay tuned. Thanks for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.